domestic oscillation. Paranormal observations, baby. Space extreme. You know what I mean. Steve Bailey.
Yeah.
And Victor Wooten.
Yo, Victor.
What's up, Steve?
Man, here we are.
Back together again.
Again and again. How long we been doing it?
30 years!
30 years.
3 decades.
That's right.
My gosh, do you remember they told us this would never work?
I remember it vividly, but we sure showed them.
2 bass players playing together?
Videos.
Camps.
Books.
Albums.
CDs. DVDs.
Tours. Tours. Speaking of tours.
Speaking of tours, most importantly.
Here we are.
We are here tonight. Tonight.
Tonight. Absolutely.
Live.
Live. We see alternative.
Yeah. Yeah, you never lie.
Steve Bailey.
You ready to do this?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And Victor Wooten.
Just like Motown.
You get the lowdown.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You all being here tonight? Hey, just so you know, this is a live concert. Did you know this? All right. Yeah, we're going to make it work. I want to thank our crew, Jack and Jonathan, for getting it to work really fast like that. Thank you all so much. Yeah, we're doing music from a new record. This next one for all you musicians out there that know what a chromatic scale is. Raise your hand if you know what a chromatic scale is. All right. Right.
Throughout this song, we wrote it and we embedded hidden chromatic scales. They're not that hidden if you can hear a chromatic scale. So when you hear one, just raise your hand a little bit. Let us know. You're kind of like, we're both from Berklee College of Music. We're just doing a little around the country survey. But they'll be in there and I may even give you some hints.
Here's a song from our record. This one's called The Chrome Addict.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so we do have some musicians out there. We started raising their hand. Thank you very much. And we're going to do something from a different record. This is something that Steve and I recorded, I don't even know when, a few years ago.
Just know it was last century.
True. This is a song called Not At Three. Not At Three, but that's not really that important. What I want you to pay attention to is this man over here on my left playing a six-string fretless bass. Six-string fretless. That's impossible. Well, only two other people in the world in the history of bass have ever tried. Only two. One was deported, the other was spontaneously combusted. And Steve remains. You all right with that?
It's the remains part that worries me.
So check it out. He's gonna play an intro to this song. This song called Not After. He's gonna play an intro that looks easy, sounds so beautiful, but I just want you to know that it's impossible.
Does it really look easy?
It looks easy.
Okay.
Looks like they can do it. See, there's bass players in the house, Steve. I gotta, you raising your hands now. But you can't do what this man's about to do. You can't do it. I can't. You see my part to this song. That's it. I keep it easy, right? I work smarter, not harder.
I've been wanting to talk to you a little bit about that. Equity up here.
This part pays the same. That's his part. Yeah. So I do this. I keep this going. But check it out, though. He's going to play this intro. And like I said, it's beautiful. It's so gorgeous. Beautiful. It looks easy, but it's impossible. And all these bass players out here that's cheering right now, I know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're going to go to the music store. And you're going to ask for a 6-string fretless bass. And them people gonna take your money. They will gladly. And you gonna go home all happy. And then you gonna say, well, Victor told me. And he was right. I can't do what this man can do. You can't do it. So I know what's gonna happen the day after tomorrow. You're gonna be right back at that music store. Trying to get your money back. That's gonna be harder. But we gotta watch this, so put your listening ears on, open up your eyes, because you're gonna see something that you ain't gonna see again. Because ain't nobody can do this. 6-string frets, ain't never a fret on that thing. No pressure, Steve. You got this, brother. You got this. So one more time, I'll tell you one more again. It's gonna look easy. Come on. We from the hood, man. You from the hood.
We working at college. I'm gonna have to talk.
He does work at a college. He even got me a real job at a college at a real time. Anyway, it's going to look easy. It's going to sound very beautiful. But you know what it really is. It's what? It's impossible. That's right. Impossible. So check it out. This is a song called Not At Three with the intro played by the great Steve Bailey. Thank you.
Steve Bailey, doing the impossible.
Thank you.
y'all been to Guitar Center, right? You've heard 1,000 guitar players play that song. I won't even mention the name of it, right? Raise your hand if you've heard that in a music school before. Makes you kind of throw up a little bit in your mouth, doesn't it? But have you ever heard it at one of those stores on a 6-string fretless bass? Ever? That is impossible. That fingering, it is. So there.
Thank you.
recognize people that's already returning that six-string fellas, too. That's nice. Steve Bailey, he's amazing. He's the chair of the bass department, the largest music school in the world, Berklee College of Music. He runs the whole bass department. 300 basses, over 20 faculty members.
Of which, I got to brag on you, because I'm the chair of the department. Yes. That sounds pretty cool, right? Be the chair. Let me go talk to the chair and see what I can get done. But that ain't as cool as if I refer to Victor Wooten at Berklee College of Music, he is on the bass department faculty as a performance scholar in residence. Now that's a highfalutin talk.
That's a title. I don't even know what it means. But it sounds good.
It means benefits.
That's what my wife knows. That's what it means. And we told you that we have a new record out called Slow Down. It's called Slow Down with a bunch of great basses. Hope you like bass with this record. But we even have like people like Bela Fleck playing his bass banjo.
Yeah.
Right. Howard Levy bass harmonica. Jeff Coffin's playing bass flute.
Yeah. Mike Stern, the great jazz guitarist, is playing six-string fretted bass guitar.
That's right. And Justin Chancellor from Tool, Billy Sheehan, Edward Meyer, O'Till Burgers.
Yeah. Joe Dart's on there.
Joe Dart. Yeah. Linda O, Susan Hagen. Lots of great people on this record. And Bootsy Collins, who you heard in the intro, joined us. And we have a lot of fun with this record. But Steve has a CD out there that's a collection of duets. It's a wonderful collection of music. 17 duets with people like Ron Carter, Dennis Chambers, the great drummer. Like we mentioned, Mike Stern on guitar playing with Steve. For you Jethro Tull fans out there, he has a duet with the great Ian Anderson. Playing flute, right?
We did that. We redid Boré from the stand-up album, just bass and flute. And Ian relearned his original solo and then added some crazy stuff to that.
That's a cool one. Ron Carter's on there. Howard Levy, we mentioned. A great woman, Becca Stevens, sings the title track.
Some dude named Victor Wooten sings on there.
No, I wouldn't call it that.
Yeah?
I'd make some utterances. I'd do something up there. That's awesome. It's up there. But the one that really stops me in my tracks every time is track number 4 on this record. The record's called Carolina, and I hope you listen to the whole thing. But track number 4... we'll stop in the tracks. It's a great duet with the wonderful sounds of that six-string fretless bass from Steve, but the voice of Willie Nelson. Really, bass and Willie Nelson. You've never heard Willie's voice accompanied like this, and it's beautiful. It'll stop you in your tracks. It's a beautiful song. Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground.
Yeah.
Gotta check it out. So that's Carolina from Steve Bailey. And we have a record. I think Jackie's Mike is the Tripnotics record back there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a record that I did, a trio record with the great Dennis Chambers and a wonderful sax player, Bob Franceschini. We did a trio record, kind of in a different way, because there's no chordal instruments, but the sax plays some chords, the bass plays some chords. It's a pretty interesting record. So that's out there. There's some hats.
I didn't wear my bass extremes hat.
But I think there's some hats out there, some stickers, and all kinds of. I think we even have vinyl on the new record.
Yeah,
and 8-track for some people that know what 8-track is, like me. No 8-track, but cassettes we need to do. But anyway, we hope you like it. We hope it'll keep you warm in the snow here.
But they're running off to buy hats and shirts right now. I can't even wait.
Can't wait. That's right. Well, we're gonna do another song from the new record. This one. It was a little different for us. Steve and I always like to improvise stuff on the spot. And we'll do that in the studio. But we tried something different this time where when we were at Steve's studio in South Carolina, he would leave and go surfing for about an hour. And he would leave me.
What's he going to do?
Surf. That's right. It's a surfer. He would leave me in the studio to record whatever. And so I would play some bass lines and I would play some melodies and he would have to come back and see what I did and just make whatever I did work. That's his job. And then I would leave for an hour and he would leave me some surprises. And we've actually done that before, but we did a different thing on this song where instead of Steve playing a whole melody or me playing a whole melody or a whole bass line, we would play four three or four notes of a melody, and then immediately go play three or four notes of a bass line, and then the next person would have to come in and make that make sense. And it was kind of a challenge.
It was kind of meanness is what it turned into. It was like, what kind of stuff if I'm going to leave from Vic?
Right.
And then I come back and he leave me a bigger pile, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then we had to learn it after we pieced all those little phrases together and divide the... Oh, it's a mess. But I'll tell you this. It is the hardest piece of music we do. But I guarantee it, if we got paid by the note, we'd just be looping this thing from the beginning to the end. Because there's a lot of stuff going on, and I challenge you to there's all kinds of scales in there. Chromatic, schematic, hyper-problematic scales, all kinds of stuff.
We're going to play it. We're trying to work up our courage first by talking about it. But anyway, we just pieced this song together, and the goal is to make it sound easy. And we hope we can do it justice tonight. But this is a song we call Patchwork.
Thank you. Thank you. Two times. One time. Three go. No times.
Thank you.
I'll give you four counts. 11A. 1, 2.
Thank you. time when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Always known as Basic Strings. Johnson.
Because the world is round, and turns me on. Y'all need a reminder.